USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are being charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of his home turned up a lot of cash.
He discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is denying all the allegations. President Biden announced the creation of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention today, a first-of-its-kind initiative to address the issue.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message, the same message all over the country, and I've been to every mass shooting. Do something. Please do something.
The office, which will be overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris, will centralize efforts to combat gun violence in the U.S., particularly affecting children and teens. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Biden leads former President Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. The survey shows that 52% of potential 2024 Granite State voters would support Biden in a rematch, while 40% would favor Trump. Only 8% expressed uncertainty or mentioned supporting another candidate. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson is changing his political affiliation from Democrat to Republican. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he cites a shift toward fiscal conservatism. The decision contrasts with what he sees as a poll-driven commitment among many Democrats, particularly in the allocation of tax dollars. And the global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing crowds worldwide. Long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
United Auto Workers have initiated strikes spanning from California to Pennsylvania. UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as the company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. A serviceman is missing, and the main building there was damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified the individual was missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. Hope you don't mind commercials too much.
Amazon's Prime Video will begin showing ads now during the shows and movies that you love to watch starting next year, joining other streaming services that have added different tiers of subscriptions. Members of Amazon Prime can pay $2.99 a month in the U.S. to keep their service ad-free. Amazon said it's not making changes to the price of Prime membership next year, though, if that makes you feel any better. I'm Corey Myers.
A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. It's not known why, but it's speculated it was for Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie. Senator Dick Durbin says the Senate must take action and overturn that decision. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use. Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.